Why are so many people fascinated with movies about demon possession? Are there such things as ghosts? Can we communicate with the dead? Are there intelligent beings who exist outside the limitations of our five senses? Fascinating questions many of us consider. Today on the Good News Radio, we're going to answer the questions, does the spirit realm exist and can we interact with it? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subjects.
Today on Good News Radio, we join host Gary Petty at a live seminar in San Antonio, Texas, as he talks about the spirit realm.
As human beings, we experience life through our senses. We feel things, we taste things, we touch things, we smell things. But we also know, because of our minds, because we have intellect, that there's something outside of the physical universe. And human beings know that. In fact, we hunger for it. That there's something other than the physical universe around us. You know, in our culture, we generally refer to it as a spirit universe. In other words, there's persons that live, there's beings that live in a different realm than what we do. We don't experience them through the senses. We don't see them. When we talk about God, we talk about angels. There's a great fascination with angels in this country. Look how many television shows and movies that there have been in the last few years about angels. Look how many are about demons. Buffy the Vampire Slayer started out with her killing vampires, and I think by the end of the series, you know, after a few years run, she was fighting demons all the time. We believe that there's something beyond our senses. There are beings beyond our senses that we interact with. Any Christian believes that. They believe in God. They believe in Jesus Christ. And of course, because of that, there are all kinds of questions that we ask. What happens to me when I die? Can I talk to people who have died? Am I able to somehow relate to their spirit? Are they able to talk to me? Is there such things, or are there such things as ghosts? And can we interact with ghosts? You know, science was supposed to free humanity from superstition by sort of proving that everything's governed by physical laws and that human beings are nothing more than biological animals. Well, we do find that the universe is governed by physical laws, and we do know that human beings are biological. In some ways, we are an animal in our physical makeup. But we also know that human beings are something else. And because deep inside we know that, and we try to hide it, but deep inside we know there's something else. When people claim to be agnostic, deep inside there is a hunger for something spiritual. Even people who claim to be atheists, deep inside there is a hunger. Because we're designed that way. We have a spiritual nature and we wish to interact with the spiritual world. And so, human beings create religions, build cathedrals, create all kinds of superstitions. And there's a reason for all these. The reason we're always creating these things is a desire to somehow fill that spiritual need. That knowledge that we want to interact with something other than ourselves. That's even why there's such a fascination with things like on the Sci-Fi Channel. The program where the man claims to talk to dead relatives. You ever see that where people come in and they sit in the audience and he claims the channel so that he can get information from dead relatives and pass it on. It's one of the reasons why there's such a fascination with horror films. That there are somehow demons and there's these beings that are evil and they interact with human beings. And so we try to deal with this. And it's interesting that in the United States, one of the fastest growing religions over the last couple decades is Wicca, which is witchcraft. Now, there are hundreds of thousands of people who claim to be Wiccans. And what I really find interesting in the Wiccan religion is how there are many more women attracted to it than men. Many more women than men. Because they're trying to fill that spiritual void, and also they're trying to do it in the sense of their own femininity. You know, how does a woman relate to God? And so we have Wiccans. Now, I'm going to read from, this is from the San Antonio Express News. And this was an interview with a leader of the Wiccan movement in the United States. And this was an explanation of some of the myths about witchcraft. In other words, this is what the Wiccan religion, and once again, it appeals very much to a lot of women, and it is an element of some of the feminist movement. There are, within the feminist movement, not only Wiccans, but there are others who believe in a goddess movement. Because they see God, unfortunately, as only a masculine term in mainstream Christianity. And they don't know how to relate to God. And all of us tend to make God in our own image. Male, female, whatever way. We tend to make God in our own image instead of seeing God as he really is. Here's some of the explanations so you can understand a little bit what Wicca is all about. And young girls especially can be very much, troubled young girls can be attracted to Wicca. Myth, Halloween is the night when witches haunt the world. Reality, now I'm not saying this is reality. I'm saying this is reality as defined by one of the leaders in the Wiccan movement. October 31st is Samhain, New Year's Eve, in the Celtic and contemporary Wiccan calendar. It is the night when spirits of ancestors are honored. So it's an attempt to interact with the spirit world. Myth. Witches fly across the face of the moon on broomsticks. Remember that one from when you were a kid? Reality. Witches stay on Earth when drawing down the moon. Now, drawing down the moon is an actual ceremony. Drawing down the moon is a trance technique used to experience communion with the goddess. Myth. Witches cast spells to harm people and have supernatural powers. Reality. It is a grave violation of Wiccan spirituality to use power to control another or to control nature. Now, I want you to notice there wasn't a denial of the power. They just said you shouldn't use it.
We'll rejoin Gary Petty from San Antonio right after this message.
Why does so much conflict, violence, and downright evil permeate our societies? Why such chaos and confusion for the majority of mankind? Things do not just happen without someone or something causing them to happen. You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils. And more importantly, what you can do about it. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the incredible truth about what lies ahead for all humanity. Call for your copy right now. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? There is no cost or obligation, and it may change your life for the better. Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
And now, back to Gary Petty at a live presentation in San Antonio, Texas.
Myth. Witches boil potions by throwing eye of newt and wing of bat into large black cauldrons, pots large enough to hold small children. Now, that's from the old nursery rhymes, remember? That's where, you know, the witch is always brewing this stuff and they throw little kids into it. Okay, this is reality according to this Wiccan leader. Witches do use cauldrons, a small cast iron pot that is representative of the womb of the Celtic mother goddess. It is a symbol of fertility and powers of rebirth shared by all women. Myth, witches worship the devil. Reality, there is no devil in the old religion of the goddess. Not believing in a devil, witches certainly do not worship one. Now, many of the Wiccan groups make a real differential between them and Satanism. Because Satanism are cults that actually worship Satan. They believe in Satan, they believe Satan is worthy of worship, and they believe in his ideals openly. Now, many of the Wiccans do not worship Satan, which I think is a surprise to many people. They don't believe he exists. How do you worship someone who does not exist? There is just a mother goddess. Depending on which covey or which philosophy you're into, there's a mother goddess, or there's just sort of a pantheism. You know, this god-goddess, or goddess-slash-god, or god-slash-goddess, is in everything, in nature, and nature itself sometimes is worshipped. Now remember, this isn't just a small group of people. This is a growing religion in this country. Myth, witches may kill young maidens by tricking them into eating a poisoned apple. Now, according to Wiccan tradition, this is where that idea comes from. If you cut an apple in half along its equator, you will see a star, the symbol of the goddess within the flesh. The knowledge, or the apple, represents knowledge and wisdom. It is a fruit honored by witches. For eating it represents the responsibility of knowledge, using it in the world and sharing it with others. So the apple is glorified because it is the fruit of knowledge. Interesting, there was a fruit of knowledge of good and evil at one time. I have no idea what the fruit was. But it's interesting here that the apple is glorified because it is where you receive the knowledge of the goddess. Myth, witches only wear black. Reality, witches do sometimes wear black, but for the same reasons most women do, because it is a slimming, neutral, fashionable color. She goes on to say many like earth tones because that is the you know, honors the goddess once again. The reason that many young women are turning to Wicca, and the reason that spiritualism is so popular in this country, is because as mainstream Christianity ceases to be the primary religion, and Judaism no longer has an effect, you know, the Judeo-Christian world has had such an effect on our culture for hundreds of years, but over the last few decades, it has had less and less and less of an effect. And as that happens, people are now looking to fill that spiritual void someplace else because they found out that science couldn't do it. Simply making human beings a higher form of animal didn't solve that hunger. And what it did is now we could learn how the universe works, but we can't learn why. And all of us are asking why, just like the little kid. It says, Mommy, why? 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 To Mom, just, you know, she's pulling her hair out. Just be quiet. I've explained it over and over. All of us inside are carrying around why. Why am I here? Why do people suffer? What happens to me when I die? Where do I go? Why do I have such a longing to be loved? Why do I want to find out if there's something other than us here? Why am I so interested in aliens from outer space? These are all driven by the same questions. Because we want to know why. And because in each one of us is this very deep hunger. This very unquenchable hunger in our spirit for something to come and communicate with us. It is this hunger that can drive us to find out what life really is about and to find the real spiritual meaning for life. Now, we talked about how in Wicca they do not believe that there is a Satan. Well, according to the Bible, there is a being that we call Satan in English. It means adversary. When we look at the scripture, we find that God created beings called angels. And they had intelligence, so they had free will. And that some of these angels decided, since God is all goodness, is what God is, some of them decided to live a different way. Let's go ahead and look at that in Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14. Just to sort of set the premise of where we're going to go here. That there is good, absolute good, and there is absolute evil. And that there are beings who are absolute good, and there are beings who are evil. And in our desire and our need, the spiritual hunger, we participate with both. And we have to recognize that Satan exists. I find it interesting that science did away with Satan. And many pagan religions did away with Satan. And Wicca does away with Satan. It's like the old saying, the greatest lie that Satan ever told was that he does not exist. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you were cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Now, there's other places in the scripture that show that there are actually different types of angels. And that there are a number of angels that are the most powerful angels, the archangels. And one of them was named Lucifer. But this one was cast out of the throne of God in the spirit universe, in these other dimensions that we can't even explain, where these other beings exist and interact with us. There was a war, a cosmic war, in which this angel decided that the goodness of God could be bettered. And he knew how to do it. And we see something about his attitude here in verse 13. And this is very important. Because this becomes the central concept that leads us to evil. And all of us have inside of us good and evil. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High, that you shall be brought down to Sheol into the lowest depths of the pit. You know, notice one word keeps appearing over and over and over there. I. At the root cause of this being's rebellion against God and the goodness of God was a total and complete selfishness. And in that selfishness, Satan began to experience the ultimate spiritual hunger, the ultimate central void within his own being that can't be filled. And he will do anything to fill that void. And he can't. You and I have a void within us. And there's only one way it can be filled. And the history of humanity is just filled with attempts to try to do that. You know, it's interesting when we go into the scripture, and especially back into the New Testament, where the early New Testament church was basically dealing with a world that was either totally pagan except for small pockets of Judaism. So that's what they were dealing with. And there were a myriad types of religions throughout the Roman Empire. As Paul and others would travel, they would come in contact with all these different kinds of religions, each one an attempt to have people fill that void, that inner hunger, that angst that every human being feels, that something is wrong. Something's wrong. There has to be something bigger than me. There has to be something greater than me. There has to be someone or something somewhere that can fix what's wrong. So every place they went, they found them. And every place Paul went, there were people that weren't filled. Look at Acts chapter 19. So one of the first things that these early Christians began to do, they began to tell people, give up the superstitions that you have. Give up the religions that you have made up in order to fill that void. Because many, you know, the beings that you worship do not exist. Although, some of them did. Because Satan did exist then, as he does now. And Satan had taken many, many angels with him. Many angels who had decided that God's goodness was not enough. They could make it better. They could create a set of ideals based on total self-fulfillment. I will do this. I will do that. I will do the other thing. And total self-centered self-fulfillment became the criteria for everything. And so we can't discount Satan's influence on the development of all human religion.
We'll explore more about the spirit realm after this message on how you can receive today's free literature.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
And now, back to Gary Petty at a live presentation in San Antonio, Texas.
Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul, this is Acts 19:11, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them and the evil spirits went out of them. Now, I want you to notice there was miraculous healing taking place, but also, through Paul, evil spirits were coming out of people. Well, who are the evil spirits? Now we're dealing with the angels who followed Satan. It is possible. Now, once again, a modern science will claim this is not possible. But it is possible for evil spirits to influence a human being so much that they literally have control of their mind. Jesus cast out evil spirits. Here we have the Apostle Paul casting out evil spirits. In other words, these spirits, these beings that you cannot see or taste or touch in a physical sense, affected these people's minds so much that they were no longer in control of their own thought processes. Verse 13, then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. There were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered. And so they are able to interact. And somehow, in their mind, they were able to hear now this spirit talk to this person. Notice what it said. Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Who are you? In other words, these people were involved in things that they should not be involved in. They were way above their heads. Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this became known to both all the Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell upon them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Now notice verse 19, because Ephesus was a city filled with superstition. Ephesus was known as a place where you could buy little charms. Ephesian charms were sold throughout the empire. There was special luck with Ephesian charms. If you could get an Ephesian charm and wear it around your neck or have it with you, all kinds of special things, good things would happen to you. It was the ultimate chain letter, you know. You ever get these chain letters? Now, of course, they come out by email. If you don't pass this on within the next 5 days, bad things are going to happen to you. I got one time that said, you will die. Well, I didn't, so. You will die if you don't pass this chain letter on. Verse 19. And many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. In other words, it was a huge fortune in books on how to cast spells, how to do incantations, because the purpose of so much of pagan religion is, since you're at the mercy of everything, you're at the mercy of the weather, you're at the mercy of other people, and everything is controlled by gods and goddesses. So what you have to do is manipulate the gods and goddesses. So if you do the right incantation, one of those spirits will have to do what you want them to do.
Be sure to join us next week as Good News Radio host Gary Petty explores part two on the spirit realm.
You can know the cause of this world's problems and the underlying reason for so many of the difficulties you face in your own life. Our free booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, will help you understand the real cause of all these evils, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Ask for your copy today by calling 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the good news behind the headlines. You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.